Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, yesterday I started an exciting story that is taking place right now down in El Salvador. And my good friend, Missionary Adam Friedenstein, his wife Esther, and their three sons are faithfully serving at Emmanuel Baptist Church in Cajutepeque, El Salvador. And God has given to them incredible opportunities. And I started this story yesterday, but in case you weren't listening yesterday, Brother Friedenstein tells us about going through some challenges and difficult time in their ministry there in El Salvador, but how God opened the door through that for him to meet some of the directors in the police force, and they were invited to go across the whole country. And they had 30,000 Bibles that were given out to every policeman, police officer in the whole country of El Salvador. And then before that was finished, one of the military chaplains came to the missionary and said, could you do the same thing with all of our members of the armed forces here in our country? Well, let me continue on now. Just last Thursday, we had a historic first presentation standing before the top military leadership of El Salvador. We personally presented each one with his own Bible. The scene was humbling. National leaders receiving the Word of God with respect and honor and anticipation. And we now await permission to continue the distribution across every military base. This incredible opportunity reminds us that God often works through hard times to accomplish His purposes. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." What once seemed like challenges were actually God's preparation for fruit that would last far beyond our imagination. And faithfulness in one place, even during trials, brings a harvest in due season. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9 encourages us, "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." By persevering through the trials, praying for the right doors, staying committed to the calling that God has given to us, He opened doors to influence tens of thousands of lives for eternity. Well, as we continue to travel from police stations to military bases, carrying Bibles and the message of the gospel, we are reminded that God is still at work. He's still opening doors. He's changing hearts. He's using ordinary people to do extraordinary things for His glory. Every officer and soldier who receives a Bible has an opportunity to encounter the Prince of Peace, a protection far greater than any uniform or weapon. Indeed, serving God is the greatest joy. Difficult seasons, faithful service, and perseverance are never wasted. God is moving, transforming lives, and proving that His ways are higher than ours. This is an incredible reminder, no matter where we are in our trials or triumphs, God is still doing amazing things around the world. Adam Friedenstein is so right about that. And again, I mentioned, I think yesterday, I've had the privilege several times to be there ministering with them in the country of El Salvador and look forward to being able to go back again.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.